People released from jails and prisons often have immediate health problems. A study found that in the 2 weeks after they leave prison, people were 12 times more likely to die than the average American. Now, the federal government is letting states offer Medicaid coverage to people while they're still behind bars. We're joined now by Ryan Levy. He's a reporter with the health policy podcast Trade-Offs. Ryan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And why are people who were just coming out of prison at such high risk for health problems?
Well, a lot of folks who are incarcerated are already in pretty poor health. You know, a lot of them have chronic health conditions like high blood pressure and diabetes, as well as mental illness and substance use issues. Now, jails and prisons do have to provide medical care, but it can often be pretty substandard. And when someone's released, they then have to figure out how to find new doctors and refill prescriptions all on their own. And on top of that, they're also having to, you know, find a place to live, find a job. And in my reporting, I heard a lot about just how hard it can be for people to get health care once they're released and what that can mean for their health.
Tell us about some of the people you met, please.
Yeah, so one striking example was a gentleman named Lee Reed. He's 62 years old and spent over 20 years in prison in California before being released last July. He's got diabetes, high blood pressure, and for years he's dealt with agonizing back pain.
Imagine somebody standing on your foot and you can't stop that pain. And they're just going to stand there. They're not going to get up off of it. It's going to be there when you wake up. It's going to be there when you go to sleep. Half the time, I never even got out of the bed while I was in prison because I couldn't stand up. It was so painful.
Lee's doctors in prison told him that he needed surgery, but because he was so close to his release date, he'd have to get it done on the outside. And Scott, Lee ended up spending his first 2 nights after leaving prison sleeping in a parking garage in downtown San Francisco. He eventually made it to a shelter that connected him with a doctor, but it took 6 months for him to get that surgery. And that whole time, he's in intense pain, going to the ER more than once a month, and really struggling mentally, too.
Ryan, how's the federal government trying to change things to help people like Lee?
Well, they're starting to let states offer Medicaid coverage in the weeks and months before a person leaves jail, prison, or juvenile facilities. So that way, they already have health insurance in place when they leave and then can hopefully avoid these big disruptions in care. California became the first state to get federal approval to do this at the end of January, but 14 other states have also applied, including Oregon, Massachusetts, as well as places like Utah and West Virginia.
It doesn't sound like a huge change, but what kind of difference could it make?
Well, it may not seem like a big change, Scott. Experts I spoke with say it really is. You know, this is the first time that Medicaid is being offered to folks who are behind bars. Now, there's still obviously a lot we don't know, and trying to integrate the healthcare and correction systems will be a huge challenge for sure. And it's also important to remember that different people will qualify in different states, right? Some states want everyone in prison and jail to have access. In California, folks will need an existing chronic health condition to qualify. And a few states are only looking to offer this to people with substance use disorder. So there's a lot to still figure out, but people are hopeful that this could make a really challenging transition a little bit easier.
Reporter Ryan Levy with the podcast Trade-Offs, a recent episode, goes into detail on this issue. Ryan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.